The Song of the Whale Road, written and read by Fresney. Fandom Sherlock BBC, Warnings for Omegaverse, part of the Variations on an Equation series. Chinnis Blackheart had been born to be a berserker. Oh, the singer of skalds cautioned him not to be too eager, for no one may know their fate, be it Alpha, Omega, or Beta, and would have told the tale of Gunder, Dragonheart, had Chinnis Blackheart not stopped his tongue. His foster mother, Red Robert of Frankland, spat on the floor. Betas are pigs, meant for the slaughter. Red Robert paid the singer's jarl his death geld of 1,500 shillings, and suited his words to actions in the jarl's own mead hall. Privately, Chinnis Blackheart thought it kinder to kill the thrall than let him tongueless live. Red Robert of Frankland could afford that price, and a dozen others. He was a berserker, with 20 dragon ships under his command, that plundered many a seacoast village, up and down air, and along the coasts of Britain. It was an honor to be the foster of such an Omega. Chinnis Blackheart praised that Freya, goddess of love and war, set her gift down upon him to be an Omega, and not a mere Alpha, untouched by battle madness, or spit upon the earth, a Beta, and good for nothing but to be a thrall. Laughing, he'd warned the king of Northumbria that their dragon ships were to come to their coast just to see his foster mother howl in greater battle. Red Robert of Frankland was cut down like a dog by a lucky archer. First an arrow pierced his pants, but they were so tight that the arrow did not go deeply, so he battled on without noticing in his fury. Then an arrow pierced his heart, and he fell to the earth. Chinnis Blackheart laughed and spun his axe. He was slight in build, but in his battle madness more than made up for any lack of height. They sacked the monastery of Lindisfarne and Whitby too. The spoils were fine. Chinnis Blackheart was feared from Vineland to Novgorod. He had 300 ships. His Omegas were all berserkers, and sometimes went into battle with rounded bellies from the long winter. Heated flesh will forge new metal when it can. Sweeter yet was to drink the brew that would bring on their battle-heat madness. They would rave through all the battle, and then sticky with victory, and the blessing of Freya on them. They took the rut of their Alpha captives as a prize. It was well known that for the Omega, lucky enough to breed from these out-of-season couplings, those children would be doubly blessed by Freya. Chinnis Blackheart was one such himself. In this, there was no one to match him, and he sowed much discord in the mead hall of the king. Sherlocker Quickwit of Holdalanda had been born under a wandering star. He'd have sailed his ship over the edge of the world if he'd been able to find it. No sooner had he birthed the child of his first heat and fostered him with Marta Hudsdaughter, a Beta freewoman of some prestige, he set out upon the whale roads in his dragon ship. That he should wander was not looked upon with disdain. However, that he disdained the gift of Freya and would rather have had no more of it was much talked upon. Rather than Freya, he took up Odin as his god, as if he were an Alpha, and claimed the search of wisdom as his own. It was in these wanderings for knowledge that took him to fair Byzantium, where he learned what he could of what the ancient Greeks had known, for all he could not read their writings. This was how he met Iona of Byzantium, in the marketplace of that city. He hired this Beta with amber to read for him. She was the only one who would take the amber of an Omega. Most in that city behaved as if it was a shame to be blessed by the goddess, and in their disdaining suggestion that he should keep himself to the hearth of home, he, for the first time, came to the defense of his own gender. There was no such disdain from Iona. This Beta, who'd have been a thrall in his home, took his amber willingly with a rueful smile. She'd traveled as far east in the empire as she could go, and come home worn from her travels, content to serve as a scribe. This was the lie she'd told herself, and he told her that it was a lie. She might have considered herself the civilized one, but when he offered her a place on the whale roads, she snatched it up with both hands. They sailed into the west. The world serpent tossed the sea, and Trelawker called back to Iona. I said it would be dangerous. Iona would have replied, but wave tossed. She was too busy. Still, her face was wreathed in smiles. When the sea calmed, they saw the green flash on the horizon. That meant the world serpent peered over the edge of the world, and the crew cheered. When they returned to the mead hall of the king, Sherlocker Quickwit raised his mead horn and said, "Sacking villages for trinkets. Raving with madness. There's no point to that. Have you tasted the sweet nuts that we brought back from our voyage to the west? We sailed across the sea with but a single ship until we came to a place where the water is warm as milk, fresh from a cow, and the sand was as white and soft as a king's sugar." Then he smiled and he said, "My Iona is most skilled with her astrolabe." Iona may have blushed, but those at the table could not tell, with her skin so dusky a hue. She looked at Sherlocker Quickwit. "Yet it is I who am in amazement, that you set it to working upon the prow of a ship, with waves that should have cast us into the deep." To their shame, it was said in the mead hall that they coupled out of season. There were none who did not know it. If he and his Beta had coupled in the cold of winter, this was to be expected. Who did not couple with a Beta thrall, when the wolves of winter howled at the door? But even as the days lengthened, Sherlocker Quickwit coupled with his Beta openly in the mead hall of the king. Sherlocker Quickwit was not dedicated to Odin then. No, then he cried out Iona's praises. More astonishing yet, when the blessing of Freya was on him, and they withdrew to the queen's longhouse, it was the Beta who pleased him, with implements she had brought with her from her travels east. Jinnis Blackheart glared upon them, as Sherlocker Quickwit cried out Iona's name, until the Queen Irofast said, "We will have to change your name to Frowning Jinnis," as she offered him the mead cup. Jinnis Blackheart was full of disdain for such an omega. Worse, he was bored. He'd sacked villages up and down the coasts. He wanted greater discord. He sowed it, as one might sow the teeth of a dragon to corrupt the land. Sherlocker Quickwit revealed Jinnis Blackheart's plots openly in the mead hall of the king. He revealed the discord that Jinnis Blackheart sowed, until the king turned his face from him. Jinnis Blackheart's ships were taken from him, and his lands were given to Sherlocker Quickwit and his Beta. Sherlocker Quickwit laughed. "What do I need with lands?" So it was to his elder brother's keeping, the Jarl of Holdalanda, the lands were placed, until his son, if Alpha or Omega, could claim them. As to Jinnis Blackheart, only his Beta thrall, Majol, stayed by his side. They set a trap. Sherlocker Quickwit was to set forth on a journey, but they drew Iona from Sherlocker's side, with word of a lost Greek traveler. Or they thought they did. They arrived at the meeting place, only to find that Sherlocker Quickwit had declined to arrive. He and his Iona had set sail along with the railroads, on their dragon ship, to see if they could find the edge of the world. They did not. They did keep looking. The end.